Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Have you ever played Follow the Leader? The leader's out front and the followers have to do exactly what the leader does and go where the leader goes. Sometimes they go across logs or under objects. Sometimes they have to run, sometimes spin around, other times hop or jump. But the followers have to do whatever the leader does. This song that we're learning all the way is talking about following Jesus and how when He is the leader, then you will have peace and divine comfort. Whatever happens in the journey, no matter how bumpy it is, how scary it might be, Jesus is there for you and He does all things well.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Can you say it? Those are the new books of the Bible that we're learning this week, aren't they? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Okay, I'll say the first book, then you say the next one, then I'll say the next, and you say the last one. Are you ready? So I'll go first. Titus, what's the next one? Philemon, good. Hebrews, now your turn. James. The book of Philemon only has one chapter in it with 25 verses. It is very short. But it has a really neat story behind it. Do you know what it's about? Paul is the one who wrote this book to a slaveholder named, guess what his name was? I'll give you a clue. It is the name of the book. Philemon. Good job. Philemon lived in a city called Colossae, and his runaway slave was Onesimus. Onesimus had found Paul in the great city of Rome. No one knows if Onesimus just happened to run into Paul or if he looked for him for help. But Onesimus had somehow wronged his master, and then he fled to Rome and became friends with Paul. Paul wrote a letter to Master Philemon, who actually he had helped lead to Christ, and he asked Philemon to take Onesimus back. Paul even promised to make right whatever Onesimus had done to Philemon. Wow, Paul was definitely a peacemaker, wasn't he? That's what this book, Philemon, is all about. So we have Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Let's start at the beginning with Matthew. Are you ready? We're going to go all the way through. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. You are doing such a great job. Now let's go to our lesson study. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are studying some stories that Jesus told right before He died. He was teaching the disciples the last few things before He was about to be arrested and killed. It was very important that they understood.
Jesus loved to tell stories to help illustrate the lessons that he was teaching, and that is no exception today. But before we get started, let's pray and ask Jesus into our hearts and to help us to better understand what he wants to teach us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you will send us your Holy Spirit in our hearts, that you will help us to understand and to know what we are to learn today. Give us your peace, your understanding, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Watching the people waiting for the bridegroom made Jesus think of how he is like the bridegroom. Do you remember what we talked about last time? We talked about a wedding feast. Jesus and his disciples were out on a mountain and they could look over the town, and there was one house that was brightly lit with all kinds of lamps because it was evening and they were getting ready for a wedding. Now, in that time, in that culture, the bride would get ready at her house, and the bridegroom would come with all of his friends through the city streets to her house. Lots of celebration, lots of laughter and joy and music. They would take the bride back to the groom's house. As Jesus sat watching these people waiting for the bridegroom, he thought of how he is like the bridegroom. Those who chose to be in the kingdom of God must be ready for him to take them to heaven, just like that bride must be ready. The story that Jesus told helps us to know how to be ready to go with him. It reminds me of a story about a little girl named Mildred. And Mildred was forever tearing her dresses. Her mother could not figure it out because whenever Mildred would put on a dress, somehow it got a tear, whether it was a snag or just a hole, or it was just carelessness. And Mildred was forever getting these tears in her dresses. Her mother would have to sew up the tear, and she just was like, "Mildred, how can you keep getting these tears in your dresses?" And Mildred said, "I don't know. They just happen." Well, one day her daddy decided to do something very special for Mildred, and he got her an extra, extra special, very pretty dress. And her mother looked at that dress and said, "I wonder how long it'll be before it gets torn too." Oh, Mildred held the dress to herself and hugged it tightly and said, "Oh, mother, I won't get a tear in this dress." Well, her mother said, "Well, we need to hang it up on a hanger in your closet, and you are not to go near it or touch it because it might get torn. We will wait for a very special time and a special day when you can wear it." Mildred kept looking at that dress longingly. Oh, it was so pretty. She just wanted to try it on. Well, one day her mother was busy in the kitchen and Mildred crept up to her room, took the dress off the hanger, put it on, and started admiring herself in the mirror. "Oh, what a pretty dress. Oh, I just love it. I love the color. Oh, and look, when I twirl around the room, it spins out and it's so fun." She started twirling around the room. She twirled faster and faster, and pretty soon she got dizzy and she stumbled and fell against the door. The door handle snagged on the sleeve of Mildred's dress and rip. It ripped it. Mildred gasped. "Oh, no!" She grabbed the sleeve and tried to put it back, but it only made it worse and it ripped more. And, "Oh, no." Then she could hear Mother call her. So she quickly got out of the dress, hung it up, and pretty soon Mother came into the room. Mildred, I need you to come help me." Mildred could have told her mother right then and there, but she didn't. She was too afraid. "Okay, Mother." So she went and helped her mother. Well, that day went by, and the next day came, and she still didn't tell her mother. And the next day came, and pretty soon weeks went by. That dress was still hanging on the hanger with a big rip in it, but nobody knew except Mildred. One day, Mildred came home from school with an invitation in her hand. Mother, Mary's having a very special party, and she invited me, and I'm so excited, and they'll come and pick me up, and oh, I just want to be ready, and this is so exciting." Her mother looked at the invitation and said, "Why, yes, you may go. We don't have anything planned that day." And then her mother said, "I know, you can wear your brand new dress that your father got you." Oh, that dress, Mildred had forgotten. It had a tear in it. She knew she needed to tell her mother so that they could fix the tear, but she couldn't bring herself to do it. Day by day went by, and pretty soon it was the day of the party. Mildred came home from school, and her mother said, "Mildred, let's go upstairs and get ready. Let's do your hair, and you can put on your brand new dress. Oh, this will be so wonderful. I won't have to mend it this time." Oh, Mildred felt awful. She went slowly up the stairs and went to get the dress on, and her mother gave a gasp.
"Mildred, what happened?"
"Well, I was twirling around the room and I ran into the doorknob and it tore." Mildred burst into tears and her mother felt awful and looked at the dress and said, "Well, Mildred, if you had have told me before, I could have mended it and you could have gone to the party. But now you are going to have to miss out because you did not tell me and you are not ready." It was a very sad little girl that day. She missed out because she was not ready. The story that Jesus told about the people waiting for the bridegroom is very similar to the story of Mildred. There were some young women. 5 were ready and 5 were not. But let's start with the story. Among the people waiting for the bridegroom that evening on the Mount of Olives were 10 young women. The Bible calls them virgins because they were not married. Each of them had a little clay lamp that was already lit, and each had a little clay bottle to hold extra oil, just in case it was needed. They were all waiting for the bridegroom. Let's read Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into 2 parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Each of those parts are divided up into books. We have the book of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. And you know, we've been going through the books of the Bible, right? Yes, we have. We are looking at Matthew. Once you find Matthew, then we're going to find chapter 25. The books of the Bible are divided up into chapters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some have only 1 or 2 chapters. Some have 10 chapters or 15, and others have 30. And the book of the Bible with the most chapters is actually the book of Psalm, and it has 150 chapters. Wow. But we're going to Matthew chapter 25. Once you find 25, then you're going to look up verse 1, which if you find chapter 25, verse 1 is right there. So let's go ahead and see what that says. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. What does it say?
"The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom."
Jesus is telling a story, and he is saying that the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins. So this is the illustration. He's telling a story to let us know what the kingdom of heaven is like. Even though the virgins all looked alike, and they all act alike, they all had a lamp, they all were going out to meet the bridegroom, some were wise and some were foolish. So let's look at verse 2, 3, and 4. We've already read verse 1, Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Now we're going to read right after that, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 4. This is what it says.
"Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels and their lamps."
So how many were wise? 5 were wise. How many were foolish? 5 were foolish. What made the ones who were foolish, foolish? Do you know? In verse 3, it says that the foolish ones took their lamps, but what did they not bring with them? Oil. But look at the wise in verse 4. They took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So they had an extra little bottle filled with oil. The bridegroom was taking longer to come than they expected. Have you ever been to a wedding where it doesn't start on time? My husband once went to a wedding in California and the groom was 2 hours late. The groom. Usually it's the bride that's late getting ready, right? Nope, the groom was 2 hours late. Wow. Well, that's kind of like what happened in this story. The bridegroom was taking longer than they expected. And as they waited, it was evening or nighttime, they began to be sleepy. And before long, they were all asleep. Look at verse 5. What does verse 5 say?
But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept.
They all slumbered and they slept. At midnight, they hear the cry. The bridegroom is coming. You can imagine how they must have jumped when they heard this shout. Hurry, hurry, let's go meet him. So what did they do? Look at verse 6 and 7. Matthew chapter 25, verse 6 and 7.
And at midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
The wise virgins quickly filled up their lamps with oil. But what happened to the foolish ones? Look at verse 8. What did they say?
And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
They didn't have oil, and so they asked, "Give us some of yours." But did the wise virgins, did they have extra oil? No, they didn't. What had they done that was different from the foolish ones? Do you know? They had brought oil. And we're going to find out next time what oil represents in the Bible. But before we go, I want you to think about something. Do you want to be like the wise virgins who made sure that they were prepared even when the bridegroom delayed? Or do you want to be like the foolish virgins who were just coming and they didn't really think about the future? Which one do you want to be? I want to be wise. I want God to help me. So let's pray and ask for Him to give us His wisdom. Dear Heavenly Father, you have promised in James chapter 1, you say that if any of you lacks wisdom, or if you don't have wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally and without reproach. You give us lots of wisdom when we ask. And so we are praying today that you will help us to be wise today. Help us to make good choices. Help us to listen to those who are more experienced than us and learn from them. Help us to learn from you. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Matthew 25:13.
Son of Man is coming. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.